Yes, listen to Business and Economics segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economics segment with me, David Shombe. And as it has always been the case, today, like any other day, we are going to discuss about business, government, and also issues of bread and butter. But I'm very happy to be joined by one of my favorite, very beautiful colleague of mine, Happy Juju. Good evening, and how are you doing, Juju?
Good evening, Shombe. It's nice to sit on the other side of the mic, hey?
Yeah, no, very happy to have you in the studio today.
Pleasure is
all mine.
And
the fact that, you know, I think we have a very nice conversation, particularly on the ground that we're going to focus more on internal affairs and also on issues of, you know, what can we do? Why we don't have what we're supposed to have and what can we learn from other countries? Yeah. Mm. And wherever you are finding yourself, we see a lot of people are watching one of the most historic, you know, one-on-one, or not really to say one-on-one. You know, Juju, I was watching a man sitting in front of a committee of parliament for 6 hours. Mm. That is the suspended minister of police of South Africa.
Yeah.
And it also taught me one thing to say. There are men who are born with characters. You are very calm and collected. I'm not judging anybody.
Yeah.
But there's something that he mentioned to say. He was asked a question to say, what are you going to do after this one? You know what he answered?
What?
He said, I have not put myself beyond this process and I'm present. You know what that means?
Mm.
It means that in life, in most cases, we think about things that we want, but we are never present about. Are you present in this studio?
Mm.
Are you present in what you are doing? And to me, that is all that is one of the extraordinary things which I have observed. But to say, let me deal with this issue that I have now. Because we have been planning about that, but let me deal with this issue. Then I think about tomorrow. And life is present.
Mm.
So, but that is just something
true
to look at. Yeah.
True, Shombe.
Yeah.
We're always moving on to the next thing.
Yeah.
We always want the next step ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Never
yeah.
really living in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
Yeah. And when you reach that point, you don't really, you don't even know that you were planning about that. In most cases, you live about, it's about the future, but the future of yesterday is today. But yeah. Today, the conversation for today, we good?
Yeah.
Yeah, the conversation for today, we are going to look more on issues of, you know, self-reliance. How can Namibia be self-reliant? And after maybe 20 minutes or so, we are going to be engaged by our guest, that is Mr. Andreas Nishitire, just to speak about that area to say, I want to ask you a question, Juju.
Mm-hmm.
I know you love cooking. The things that I know about you love cooking and you love, you know, beautiful dresses. But have you ever one day stand in your kitchen or in your wardrobe and ask yourself to say, this thing which I'm wearing, who made them?
Mm.
Were they made in Africa? Were they made by somebody who can also teach somebody who is a Namibian 80% of things which I'm buying? Not only about things that you love,
yeah.
but 80% of things you buy, where are they made from?
Mm.
That's why my question today is always on that area to say, how can Namibia be self-reliant? You know, I was looking at things that we consume.
Yeah.
Either is food, either is medicine, but just to show you some, you know, shocking statistics. One of the things which, you know, I was looking at one report which indicated that currently as we are speaking, Africa is only producing 3% of global medicine. And to me, that is, it worries me.
Of course.
It worries me because how can I be sure that whatever I'm taking will cure my disease or just prolong me to become a product of a pharmaceutical company.
Mm.
You know that what is very interesting also, before I let you in,
yeah.
if somebody produced a medicine that can cure that certain disease totally, you know that that is a business failure to those who do not believe beyond, you know, humanitarian aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that is why we want to get to saying, when are we going to stand on our own? When are we going to produce our own food?
Good question.
When are we going to wear, what we produce? When are we going to be very proud to say, no, David Clothing, let me go get my suit. Let me go get everything.
Yeah.
When are we going to do that?
Mm.
What do you think on that?
Shumbe, I think that's a very interesting topic that you, brought out right here.
Mm.
I start off with, you asked the question about my clothes.
Yeah.
You know, I order some clothes for my boys from Nigeria.
Okay, okay.
And I tell you, it's very cheap.
Yeah.
Good quality.
Mm.
Material included.
Yeah.
Cost everything.
Yeah.
Very, relatively very cheap.
Mm.
But if I take the same, right here in Namibia, if I go and buy that material alone, it will cost the price of what I pay for it, getting it from Nigeria. You know, Nigerians are very good at making clothes.
Indeed.
That's one thing that they are so much into. Just the price of that alone is the material cost. Taking it to the tailor right here, it's going to be very expensive.
Transport.
Yes. And it got me thinking one day.
Yeah.
This is the way we lack, especially in the textile industry.
Yeah.
Even the tailors we do have, no offense to the tailors out there, but a lot of Namibian tailors only know how to make Oshiwamba dresses, for instance.
Very
good at that. They're not thinking in other areas of how to make, a particular shirt, you know, what they call English wear and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a very crucial question, Shombe, that you're asking.
Yeah.
And then we come to the aspect of medicine.
Yeah.
You said only 3%, 3%?
3% of medicine that are consumed in Africa are made in Africa.
Only 3%.
Yeah. And to the globe also is less than 4%, which means that when you have the whole world, 93% of all the medications are not made from Africa.
You see now.
Which make you not really to say vulnerable, but a client to even things that you do not understand.
Yes.
And the other time, you know, I was looking at, a Namibia Standard Institution brought a very brilliant plan, a standardization plan. Mm-hmm. They put it on the table. Then in my mind, I was asking myself to say, even if we have procedures in place, do we really understand what we're evaluating, which is coming in the country?
Mm.
Do we understand?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
You know, Namibia has, the devil's crow.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they use. It's used also for medicine.
Yeah.
It's a very valuable medical plant.
Yeah.
And it's used for many different things, such as for anti-inflammatory and pain relieving properties.
Yeah.
But even though Namibia has this, there's no drug that you can say Namibia has produced that we can later now sell to the global market and make a lot of money out of it. You know, something about pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
Of course, they want to make the profit out of it.
Indeed.
Yeah. So they will keep.
Just 1 second. We need to pay the bills.
Okay.
We need to make sure that pay the bills.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment. Today we are asking the question, how can Namibia be self-reliant? How can we stand on our own? And Juju, say something about pharmaceutical company. Let us take it from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying about pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
They want, obviously, the people to be depending on them so that they can be getting, you know, so they can be paying lots of amounts.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's very expensive it's okay when you're healthy, but when you need to get your health, you have to spend lots of money.
Yeah.
And they know that.
Mm.
So it comes back to back home.
Yeah.
What are we doing about it? What are the pharmacists doing about it? You know, yeah. It's interesting. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who happens to be a doctor.
Yeah.
And you know, there's something that she said that's very, interesting.
Mm.
She said, you go to school because, I've done pharmacology in school.
Yeah, but.
A very difficult.
What is that again?
Pharmacology is a study of medicines and, like, sort of like how they work, side effects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Chemicals that go in it. So now it's a very difficult module. It's not something that's easy. Something that pharmacists study, it's not something that is easy.
Yeah.
You know, they have to deal with a lot of, with a lot of chemicals and all that.
Yeah.
Now we were talking where she said, because she's a medical doctor herself.
Yeah.
And we're talking about pharmacist.
Yeah.
So she was saying, so you go to school.
Yeah.
In all honesty.
Yeah.
You go to school and just have to sit behind the counter.
Yeah.
And dispensing medicine.
Just know their name.
You just give medicine to people. The doctor writes, David has to get Panado. David has to get, you know, all the medications, name it, antibiotics and all that.
Yeah.
But when do you apply your wisdom and your knowledge to actually forming up a drug?
Yeah. No, you know, it's actually very interesting because, somebody was saying, it's a prominent people to say, no, the people that we produce, they are just Panado giver. But I understand, especially, general medical doctor, they go beyond that.
Yeah.
But in terms of medication, one must be very clear to say, before we were colonized, Junju.
Yeah.
Before we were colonized, one thing that you need to put in mind is that people have been also getting sick. They have been cured.
Mm-hmm.
The standard has already been there.
Yes.
To say, no, Juju is here and, there is a traditional knowledge that we pass from generation to another generation.
Mm-hmm.
But when things now come, now we are mixing, we don't know, even the best English speaker cannot differentiate between a herbalist, a traditional doctor, and a witch doctor.
Exactly.
that's why we end up mixing things.
Exactly.
That's where we get it wrong, because we I don't want to say we demonize everything.
Mm-hmm.
We even put down knowledge that can be expanded.
Yeah.
Juju, if you, from medicine, you can just end to say no, this devil claw, people were using, you know, elephant dung.
Yeah.
They were using, a lot of,
talk
you know,
about corona.
Yeah.
All these things came out.
Somebody made a joke actually to say, no, all these, slave queens that we have seen around town, they're running, they have their own, because they knew it was working. But have you ever seen students from school of medicine asking them questions to say, what is really here?
Yes.
At what level?
Yeah.
What is that elephant, consume
mm-hmm.
that have certain chemicals that can cure me?
What?
But you know, when you do that, you can defend that drug, that, legally authorized medical drug.
Yes.
Which can cure you. But if we are just continue to.
We won't get anywhere if our, pharmacists.
Yeah.
Or whether pharmacy students, microbiology students, don't go into their lab and experiment.
Yeah.
We won't.
I think that is a very quite interesting point that you have made. What is very interesting is also that because you have more standard, you have this international standard, then when you speak about labs, do you know that majority of laboratories that are in Namibia are not internationally accredited. Even at university, somebody must call me and argue with me because I heard it from somebody with authority.
Okay.
If the head of Namibia research research institution, Dr. Anissa Pietes, said that, I have much trust in him. He said, no, you know, even our researchers, some of them, they have best research.
Yeah.
But you need to collaborate with somebody from outside so that, and you not even own that research because you don't have facilities. And it's quite something which is starting to say, no, we speak about really good things to say, no, let us industrialize Namibia, but what are you investing in?
Exactly.
Because if you cannot, you have soldiers now. Your soldiers, they get medication from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They get food from somebody.
Yeah.
They get clothing from somebody. They get weapons from somebody. If somebody want to do anything to you, what are you going to do if you're already in the corner?
Yeah.
I'll just cut one of them. You are already out. I'll just cut one of
Dismember
them.
Dismember you.
Yeah. Then you are already out. But I think it's a conversation that we need to look into.
To explore.
Yeah. I think, in that note, we are going to get into the conversation with, Andreas Nitira. You know, and to engage him to speak on that and also add more meet on the conversation. And for those of you coming on the radio for the first time, this is business and economic segment. And today in the studio, I'm with Happy Juju. You only listen to her, especially around 1 to 2 there. But today, we are speaking about self-reliance. What are some of the key sectors? What are we investing in? If we are only investing less than 2% of our GDP to research and development, how are we going to get the Namibia that we want? And also the aspect of support, what is ours? You know, Juju, there was a time, I think, no, was it, were we together? No. There was a time I went to, I think it's last year, the Ministry of, at that time was Industrialization and Trade. They were doing this handover to, you know, regional authorities and those are small business. And the minister spoke, Meme Lucia at that time, spoke and say, let's support, it's called homegrown strategy or support Namibia products first. Okay. And she mentioned one thing to say, no, if you have those who are making clothes, why can't you make sure that all the uniforms which are made in Namibian schools are made by Namibians? Why can't we trust what is ours?
It's something that I spoke about one day.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Why can't we make sure that all the uniforms are made by Namibians? Uh-huh. Why these wedding dresses and all these things, you know, somebody who have money can import it from even Botswana, Dubai, and all these things. But why can't we trust what is ours? Mm. To say, at least I'm giving work here.
Yeah.
You know that Levi's, they were made in Lesotho. Levi's, the one that we are wearing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's American companies involved, but they were made in Lesotho.
Yes.
But when somebody say, I'm buying clothes from Lesotho with just that name, they will not buy it.
No, they
won't. When you see them here, they will
imported
say, no,
all the way from Lesotho to the U.S.,
the
back
the US.
From the U.S. Yeah, to come back to you. More expensive.
Yeah. But yeah, let's take a short commercial break. I think our guest is ready online. Then we can continue with that.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chami, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5.
Yeah, we are continuing with business and economic segment with me, David Shombe, and we are in the studio with Happy Juju. And in a few minutes, we are going to be joined by Mr. Andreas Ngitire, just to unpack on that aspect of trade. Juju, I just want your advice. What do you think is the best thing that needs to be done to start at home, to start respecting ourselves, and also to start supporting businesses which are, you know, are made by Namibians, and also to support talent. If somebody is saying, daddy or mommy, I want to make clothes, or I'm interested in medication, what support are you going to give that person? Or you just say, no, follow what is there, what is in line. What do you think about that?
David Chambe, that's a very good question.
Yeah.
First of all, we need to start off by buying the machinery. The machines that are needed.
Yeah.
Whether it's to make clothes.
Yeah.
Whether it's to make mahangu pasta.
Yeah.
Whether it's to make whatsoever that is locally produced. We need to start there.
Yeah.
We need to support those who have the ideas already. The initiatives already. We need to boost them up.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, of course we have to give chances to the first time starters.
Yeah.
But we need to look at those people that are already in the industry that are doing something. Let's boost them up.
Yeah.
And by we, I'm talking about the government really needs to come hands on here.
Yeah.
And of course private partners, but private companies, you know, they can only do so much.
Yeah. No, I think when you speak about, support, there's this thing of, planting a tree, for the next generation. And there's this thing to say, in most cases in Africa, you find somebody who only think about, planting a tree that, you are going to go for when you want shelter. But in terms of long-term thinking, somebody can start with something to say. For example, the founding father said, no, Namibia, let us have food security. Yeah. Let me start with green scheme.
Yeah.
Those schemes that we are speaking about, the green schemes that we are speaking about, all of them, those are initiative of the president, the founding president. He started. People are just supposed to build.
Exactly.
To say, and where are they now? Where are they now?
Producing perhaps maybe not even 50% of total capacity that they can.
No. Even people are busy assessing to say what will be the output of this year from them.
Yeah.
But the thing that you mentioned to say, support already those who already have, because foundation are already there. They are just building them. So let's pay the bills, then we come back.
Heineken's iconic balanced taste that gives you that refreshing first only made possible by Heineken's 5-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinter nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied, Kine.
Yeah, we are moving forward with business and economic segment, and we are joined by Mr. Andreas Ngitire and Juju.
Very good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening, Juju. A long time are you around? Hello?
Yes? Oh, you cannot hear. Yes, how are you, sir?
No, I'm good. I'm doing good. And how are you guys?
No, we are doing well. Yeah, let's start with your view. Regarding what Namibia can do, especially to be self-reliant. What do you think about that?
Yo, it's a very tough question to evaluate it, because the government is the problem. Not the outside problem, but the inside problem, because on the people who were supposed to be the people that are supposed to build up the economy or the self-reliance is the one that is finding it difficult to do it by themselves. Because remember, the government is the one that is needing to make it easier for everybody. But on look of this, this is where we see that the problem is in the government, especially when it comes to manufacture, processing, and all of those things. Because for you to be to join up, for example, a supply chain, so you need to be protected in and out by the government.
Yeah.
That's how the problem is.
Okay. Apart from being protected by the government, what particular areas would you recommend or would you say that the government needs to do in order really to help Namibia's economy to move forward? Talking about locally now.
Yeah. If you look at in the agriculture sector, you view it differently from the other sectors. Because this guy for the agronomic, they are doing, like, they have to see what is in the country first.
Yes.
Before they open up borders into, in terms of those lower products.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, even if you are a manufacturer or they are processing companies in the country, you have to buy out those who are in the country first.
Mm.
So yeah, that is how the good thing of the government can be intervened. So, but on the other sectors, you're finding the government issued a tender, a procured tender, which is not defined, make it opportunity for the local. It's just for everybody, cutting for everybody.
Mm.
And if you look at that, it's where you see that if I'm a manufacturer and the Juju is the international connector, so he can get in those massive partner up with a company like in South Africa, who is ordering for the whole SADC product. So at the end of the day, I cannot compete with him on the price.
Yeah.
So I cannot compete with him on the quantity. So such as a thing is the one that is not making us to compete with the domestic activity.
Mm.
Yeah, that is where the problem is. But in terms of us to be in the processing activity, opportunities are there, but if you don't have a market, how will you do?
That's true.
Yeah. That's where the problem are. We if we are talking about the medicine, for example, or the pharmaceutical thing, it's where you see that some companies like Fabu Farm, for example, you were supposed to be packaged those Nana accredited, WHO accredited medicine.
Yes.
So which in they are just. Some of this one, they are cooking themselves. Some they are buying bulk to come and cook it here and packaging them. But at the end of the day, when they are, the government is issuing the tender of those, so they are now locating the price, which is, as I give you an example of me joining up, if you look at the opportunity that we have in this country, is that most of the business people that are in Namibia, they are joining up with, or they are partnering up with South African company.
Yeah.
Which is South African are operating in five, SADC country, or for example, I can say even in 10 African country. And me, I'm just in Namibian, which is in capacity of supplying maybe 200,000 or 300,000 tablets a month. So those are now the type of problems that we see as a threat. We see a government as a threat for asking to be needed protection from them. So those are the type of problems that I saw it even in out of the box. That if you look at the vet flea abattoir, was how it was dying natural death, is that They look at the competition first, but they didn't look at how it's the opportunity that was there for these people to creating jobs, for these people to taking up in different way of market. So they end up just thinking about themselves and fighting among each other, which is not really acceptable to Namibian that if I don't know anybody outside, I cannot do business outside.
Yeah. Now we look at the example of South Africa. I don't want us to go really far. Look at South Africa's economy. See how many farms they have, how many fruits, for instance, they are producing. Is it not because from the very get-go, you know, the government had played its part in actually helping them? But we look back here. What are we really doing? Of course, we spoke about the green scheme right here with David Chiambe before we called you up, but even the electricity bill of the green scheme is going up to $1 million at the end of every month. You know, of course, the president said she'll look into supporting them. She said she can't promise anything, but she said she's going to look into supporting them. But it's not a matter of even the president being the one to say, I'll look into supporting you. This is government's effort that's supposed to come together and look at those green schemes that can be able, you know, to give us tangible results. You know, just the other time, a sack of potatoes was $130. That's 7 kg. But now seeing how potatoes, I think, being grown now locally, the price of potato has gone down to even as low as $69 Namibian, at $76 Namibian. But this is already clearly showing us that the more we produce locally, the more the price is going to decrease. Or let's talk about Topsco. Just recently, Topsco has announced that it's cutting down on 16% of its decreasing the price of Topsco or Mahangu, whatever, not per se Topsco, but on its maize products, and citing that it's because of raw materials and the abundance of rain. Where are we in terms of storing rain? We already know that Namibia is among a dry country, it's arid country, you know. What are we actually seeing this and citing now from Topsco doing this that is going to be beneficial for me? Imagine you're saving up to $20 Namibian as I do my calculations, save a 10 kg of Topsco being $130, and 16% of that would be now $20 Namibian and 80 cents. So what do you say about that?
Yeah, to look at the green scheme is a failure by itself, comparing with the South African local farmers there. They have been there for long enough, and they are a supplier chain with the different other companies. But come back to Namibia, as I said, the problem here is that agronomic is doing its best to protect us and to giving also the manufacturer processing companies to buying this product in cheap pricing so that the price of the food can be go down. But yeah, for this reason, if you look at it also in South Africa, things are going up. The prices, because they don't get in most of their products in South Africa. They're getting outside, and as I said, in other countries like in Zambia, Malawi, so Zimbabwe. Yeah, they got there, yeah, because of that. And that is the opportunity of the other countries to getting their product not to be rotten like us now. We don't have an opportunity to go sell it in South Africa.
Yeah,
but we for that sector we feel it more better. But to look at now this green scheme, as we are saying, there is a problem that was created. I mean, not be followed at the time of our founding president, Sam Nujoma, may rest in peace, for that decision to say, let us keep in South Africa, let us keep in our companies, so running with the partners with South African companies. But unfortunately, it was also changing of the democracy election that was happened in 1994 in South Africa. Some of those companies, they end up run away from South Africa or taking over by international companies to bring up the final product in South Africa, where we are now also getting, as I said, the supply in China, which is massive, product from different way. So for this now to green scheme, as I said, I don't really expect him for them to be a supplier of a local processing company.
Yeah.
So let us focus on the individual as the farm that is there.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one, they don't have much in competition.
Mm.
They are for themselves. They are just there to run. They don't care whether they think it's spoiled or whatever. But if you look at those people that are getting loans or vouchers from the Prime Minister's office or loans from Agribank, they're working hard to produce. But unfortunately, they don't have market. As I said, if you look at even in Zambia, the government itself is open up doors for the Zambian lower producers into taking their things in some way to need it. So it's those are the things that government is starting protecting the people, and they look at what we have and who are you to bring up your product in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
It could be making difference. It could be creating jobs and then to locate the money and to give it to somebody else who is going to invest in his money outside as we see those tenderpreneurs that is roaming around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear now that they are invested in more than 200 million outside in this country, while we are still in need more. If you look at in the youth development funds, the proposal, you're finding a lot of beautiful proposals there, but there are no money to fund. There are no financial lender to fund. For example, the Agribank that is there. If you look at the history of why fighting with Vetflay meat, it's a shameful thing. Your uncle fighting with you to get something. While he was supposed to discuss with the company to say, okay, how are we going to make it easier for you to start producing or to start making money out of it?
Mm-hmm.
So they end up now taking up the opportunity and looking somebody else. What is the difference between the one you are looking for and the one you are having? So those are the type of problems, as I said. The government is the problem because there is no competition in this country that can make bright future for everybody. That is the problem we have in this.
Yeah.
So we are running project on the loss, because I don't care. Even if we start now prosecuting people that why are we giving you a loan and we end up not paying it back.
Yeah.
If we're giving you 10 or 30 examples of people that they're getting more than what you get. So those are the problems that it's not easy, for example, to do business with the Ministry of Health to start manufacturing, for example, those bandages.
Mm-hmm.
That's a simple thing.
Yeah, while we are at health, I want to ask the issue of medicine, because I'm looking at the records here to say when it's coming to global production of medicine, Africa is only contributing 3%. But to Namibia, do we have a dream one day of producing our own medication? And is a question of whether we must have a middleman or no middleman should be. When I look at it, is it necessary to debate about middleman or no middleman, or is it important to look at what can we do to make sure that we stand on our own in terms of health? Or we are just going to be
followers? If you look at the when we were doing this COVID testing.
Yeah.
UNAMA was a part of the laboratory.
Yeah.
So they were doing also good. They have making money somewhere there instead of sending all the things with the basket and to send it into South Africa and giving it money somewhere else. So as I said, to manufacture, there is some things that needs to be accredited by WHO, but not all of them are doing that. I'm a part of those medicine story.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the companies that are accredited. Yeah, you end up submitted with your partner's certificate to the Ministry of Health, and at the end of the day, you hear the person that's winning the tender. He doesn't even know anybody who are doing those medicine. For medication. So at the end of the day, these people, they're starting now looking for the partners in China which is now China is a massive producer because they know they can, they cannot compete with anybody in the world because of those, that in the some of those medication that they are producing is not even accredited by the WHO. And there is some sensitive things that even WHO is every day fighting with Chinese and the regulatory council in China to look at why they are allowing this thing to go outside China while they are importing the better one in the country. So those are the type of things that we have in as I said, if you are starting manufacturing the bandage or the cotton, what, there is a lot of things that is needed, not needed by WHO, but it needed to be approved by the not even by the standard of Namibian Medicine Laboratory Council. No. You just need something that is can help. But if you're starting this company, the procurement process of Minister of Health will not see you. Eh? They want you to compete with somebody who's from India. Eh? Mm. So what encourage are you giving there? Those are the problems, as I say. There is a lot of things that is, if you listen to people talking about, we cannot even produce a toothpick. Yes, we can't because the people that are bringing the toothpick is cheaper. $2, how much will you make in yours? Eh? So those are the problems, as I said, agronomic is doing better for that, but other sectors are not look, because I don't know, the salary temptation that is we are giving our CEO or those ED guys, it's making them comfort. Eh? They're not making money on themselves. So that is another challenge which is saying the government is a problem here. It's not the people that are wanting to do the best. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. It's the government that is saying we are saving for the government. But where are you getting money? You get more money from the few. Mm-hmm. Instead of we were supposed to be expecting everybody to contribute. Because if we could have those job creation, this country is too small in population. We are bigger on consumer.
We are too few to be poor.
We are too few, my friend. If I'm telling you that the everybody that is moving in this country is relying on money, which means it's a good picture to the world. But we don't know how to contribute it. We don't know how to help people to making more money.
Exactly.
That is how the problem. That's why you see people are crying about the house shortage. What? It's because of what? The income wage that we don't have. We are not evaluated what we have in hand. So those are the problems. As I said, to manufacture, if you could be allowed people to do business, then to do the tenders. We have to go back to BIPA and say, you cannot allow this paper. I'm not saying don't participate in David, the company, to be a shareholder or advisor or whatever you can. No, you can. But I'm talking about what really are you doing? What is really your expertise on business?
There was something which Uncle Bwana mentioned one day about the fear of the unknown. And I'm asking this question regarding dependency, because there is this thing to say when we lose this one, we are not going to survive. But I want to put it on record that, you know, when Goa was coming to an end, a lot of analysts, they predicted to say, no, Africa is going to suffer. But just recently, World Bank, IMF, they indicated that no matter the tariffs, Africa economy is still growing. But now my question is here to say, is there any point that we are going to say, okay, you have been supplying us with this one. We also produce our own researchers. We produce our own, medical scientists. Can we not start doing on our own? Or can you not give us a technical know-how instead of just giving us the medicine? Are we going to come? When are we going to come to that point?
Are we asking? Did we ask? I think the question also relies to say, did we ask? Did we ever propose it? Was it ever put on the table to say,
just blaming people.
You know what? Maybe let's start producing our own medicine. Yeah. That's where we need to begin. Is it something that was even ever brought on the table? Because, you know, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, indeed.
Yes. And India produces lots of medications. You know, they can have one particular medicine, different, you know. So, are we really discussing it on the table? I mean, not just us, but then people who are at the boardroom of changing things, you know, changing the status quo.
Yeah.
Are they discussing about this? We keep on, yes, we've seen how things have changed now. Namibia has saved a lot of money because of middlemen and whatnot. Yeah. But the issue is not necessarily
you know what?
Middlemen
is cut out.
Exactly.
It's also not the end. There is still a problem. Why are you still continue doing what you are doing while other people are improving?
Yeah. Why not? No, why not get five pharmaceuticals, five microbiologists to sit and examine a particular something that we have. You know, we have Idimba. When you are having, when you are having a cough, your grandmother always used to go and take Omadimba.
Yeah.
So you, why are we not doing something about it? Is it that we are really not having people who are educated in that aspect? We have plenty of them.
Yeah, let's
For that, before I started from Angola, for that medicine story, people are hide behind WHO. As I said, the medicine regulatory council is also when they want into undermining your herbal or your product that you have to become a medicine.
Yeah.
They said no, we are recognizing as a herbal. And no herbal have no access into the public. Yeah. It may end up helping that that medicine of yours, it may end up, or herbal of yours, it might end up helping people.
Mm.
But because the regulatory council said it cannot send you by WHO to accredit this.
Mm-hmm.
You might end up losing the opportunity because of that. That's why I'm saying they hide behind that.
Oh,
yeah.
But you know how Katutura Hospital has, you can go to the side of acupuncture, which is Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. As I said, if you look at the history of China with the WHO,
yeah,
it's totally different. There is a lot of companies that are not accredited because of that.
Mm.
So coming to AGOA, AGOA is like free tariff among African countries.
Yeah.
Yeah. The most of the companies that are doing business in Africa, textile business, processing food, they are not African companies. Yeah, that's why the Americans, they were wanted Africa to grow and have an opportunity to the world market.
Mm.
But them, because there is no African child that are coming up with a product, with its own product, to competing with the world, they end up cutting it off. Because we are indirecting, supported in other European countries that they are already having opportunity in American market, but they are come indirect from South Africa to go to America.
Yes, Mr. Andreas, while we have only 3 minutes, what is the way forward? Because after we discuss about this issue, let us look at what is that we can do looking at the future, especially when we have these things in mind or with these dreams to say. We can start from the Africa that we want, Agenda 2063. We can talk about Namibian dreams of industrialization. What are we going to do? What are the better options or recommendations? Just three.
Yeah, first of all, I think the Office of the President is an open door office, which some of us we need to visit and listen to what is really, who do we want to bring to the table. That is the first thing of those people who are coming up with companies, who are registered companies every day to BIPA, that this is what they're facing, the challenge. And the president must also start to say, because if you look at him, that our founding president says a legacy, it was supposed to take in Africa, I mean Namibia first. But unfortunately, because they were focusing on bring up the skill transfer. That was their mission. Yeah, but unfortunately we didn't bring the skill transfer, we bring up come to practice in our country. So those are the problems that we have, those are the problems that are needed by Africa 2060, which we may relying on the Indians, we might relying on the Chinese, yeah, because of geopolitics that's playing a big role in the table.
Yeah.
But if you look at them, for example, India, who is now doing better than any other countries in the world, he's joining up with everybody. Mm-hmm. He differentiates when he visits in different countries. Look at when he visited his neighboring country like China or Pakistani. Mm. Yeah. They are discussing more on the trading issue, not the war issue. No matter they have differences in understanding each other.
Even here in Namibia, Narendra Modi was here. So, Mr. Andreas Ngitira, due to time, thank you very much. And we are still going to engage you again, particularly on issues of trade and also issues related to self-sustaining. Juju.
No, thank you very much, David. Good night, Juju.
Okay,
yeah.
Good night, Ms. Andrew.
Yeah, that was, what do you think about the conversation?
Quite interesting. Of course, it needs to be expanded more. I think this should be episode one and there should be episode two.
Yeah, because,
there's really much more to discuss and much more to explore.
Yeah, because there's always a foundation and continuing the conversation is necessary because you go back, you rethink, and also other people can also come in with, their conversation because, you know, Juju, I cannot do things that I want my kids to come and do again.
Mm.
At least when I'm no more here, after my generation is gone, at least there's somebody who can say, no, there were a guy like David or Juju, or Happy Juju that time. They at least brought this thing closer.
Yeah.
At least even if we produce 5%, because we are still producing, it's closer to zero.
Yeah.
It's closer to zero. And the one thing I've been telling people is that if you want to see that you depend much on people, or you are not on your own. Look at things that are in, just look at your own flat, your own room, things that are there, where are they made from? Mm-hmm. You'll be shocked that just maybe 5% of those are made in Namibia.
Exactly.
Which means that how much money have you lost? But the question also we ask is that, can we do them?
Mm.
Why are we not being supported to do them?
We can do them.
Yeah.
We just need the support.
Yeah, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economic Segment, and we have 1 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation and before we give the mic to Uncle Fly and Doka Pateka Toka, that is Naruvanda. And Happy Juju, thank you for joining us today at Business and Economic Segment. And you will be a regular guest here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?